Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, hello everybody, and welcome to Heavenly Grace Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church, and I am your pastor, Dr. Pastor Ken. Okay, we're going to have a great church service. Okay, let me tell you what we're going to have a little bit about. Okay, the name of the sermon is going to be the name of Jesus, and we're taking it from Acts chapter 4. Okay, chapter 1 to 31, and it's a series on Acts. Okay, this is the second part. Okay, I did the first part last week, so I hope you're ready for a good sermon. We're going to have some worship music now. Okay, we're gonna play... We're going to play Garden by Matt Meyer. Here we go.
In the cool of the day, you come and meet me. All the blue fades away, the stars are winking, your love so strong, I can't recall what
John.
Song we're gonna play is by Citizens Way. Where would I be without you? Here we go. Citizens Way, where would I be without you? Well, we got a caller from 909. I'm going to bring him on.
Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
All right, how are you doing there, David?
Doing good, man. I was trying to listen to the first part of the show, but it was on the Block Talk like waiting theme, you know, that like music. But I just called back again. Yeah.
Okay, are you able to hear everything okay right now?
Yes. Everything's all good now.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know what happened, why I was doing that, but I've been having issues with the laptop lately for the past couple of days. Okay, it cut me off early a couple of times. Okay, I don't know what it is. But we're going to have a praise and worship service. Okay? And then get into the message. Okay? All right. We're going to play Get Up by Building 429. Here we go.
Stay.
status quo. And I'm not afraid to stand and say what people want. We're all messed up. I'm broken hearts and broken homes. And if I know the way, why would I wait and simply carry on?
I was shaky, you were steady, like a lighthouse. goes. Always willing, always ready to leave this wandering heart back home. Now I've got bruises and scars on the line, but they are the proof that I got such a chance in life. Come on, come on, out of the darkness. Come on, come on, out of the night. No more, no more living in the shadow of night. Just get down to love. Come on, come on, no looking back now. Come on, come on, what's for your life? No more, no more living in the shadows now.
Casting Crowns is called Courageous. Here we go.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chain. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. Standing unafraid, but now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away. Where are you, men of courage? You were made for so much more than the pounding of our hearts. Cried. We will serve the Lord. We will make the day courageous and the faith is back to the side. We will make the day courageous.
Thank you.
Amen. That's right. The Lord has made us courageous. Amen. All right. I'm bringing David back on.
Awesome, man. I didn't know there was so great music in the Christian industry, you know?
Oh,
Wow. It's like...
It's funny.
It's like amazing, yeah.
Yeah. Are you driving?
Yeah. It's amazing. Yes, sir.
Are you driving right now?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
I don't want to take your mind off of driving. Okay, well, I'm going to get into the service.
Oh, no. Okay.
Here we go. The name of the sermon today is The Name of Jesus. And I'm taking it from a series of Acts. And we're going into Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 31. Let's open with a prayer. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you that the Savior has been with us on earth and that our day we can still follow him and wait for your will and your rulership, Lord. For you are our almighty God, and your kingdom must come, Lord. Your will must be done, Lord, and all promises be fulfilled, Lord. Carry out your will, Lord. We ask and beseech you, Lord. Establish your kingdom among all nations, Lord. Even if today this is possible with only a few, Lord. For through your working hearts can change so that your name be praised, Lord, and all the promises be fulfilled, Lord. So thanks be to you for allowing us to live in such great hope, Lord. Stay by us in our work on earth, so that may be done in your service, Lord. In every situation, deepen our longing for the Savior to come and establish your kingdom. Be with us during the night and bless us in great goodness and faithfulness. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
What is the name? See, our text raises this question for us. What is the name of Jesus? See, the question is not how he got his name, not even what his name signifies, rather what it is that makes the name of Jesus powerful. So as we are speaking to the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came up to them, okay, and verse 2, greatly annoyed because they were teaching and people and proclaiming Jesus, the resurrection from the dead. And verse 3, they and arrested them, okay, and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. Verse 4, but many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of men came to about 5,000. So let's review what happened. Now, Peter and John had performed a miracle by healing a lame man. A crowd gathers, and Peter takes the opportunity to preach. He testifies to the power of Jesus and calls the people to repent and to acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah. John apparently also joins in. The men in the crowd in the temple courtyard and the temple authorities with their police force came onto the scene. Note what particularly troubles them. The two apostles were teaching and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. So in Acts, we will see the main opposition party to the apostles are not the Pharisees, but the Sadducees. See, they have double cause to oppose the apostles. Not only would they object to Jesus being brought back into the picture, but that these apostles had the gall to proclaim the truth of the resurrection and demonstrated by Jesus. Unlike the Pharisees who believed in the final resurrection, the Sadducees taught that once you die, you are dead and never to rise. So let's go looking at testifying to the power of the name. In verse 5, on the next day, the rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas, okay, the high priest of Caiaphas, and John and Alexander, and all were at the high priestly family. In verse 7, and when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, by what power or by what name did you do this? In verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders, verse 9, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means is this man has been healed? Verse 10, let it be known to all of you, to all the people of Israel, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. In verse 11, this Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. In verse 12, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So the religious authorities get straight to the point with the question in verse 7. By what the power or by the name did you do this? See, they did not know about superheroes and aliens who possessed their own power. Power to perform miracles come basically from one of two sources. Okay, there is a God by whom Moses and Elijah enacted miracles, and in those cases, whatever miracle was done was clearly the work of God. Remember how Moses got into trouble big time when once he credited only himself with bringing water from a rock? Humans are merely the instruments through whom God performs his mighty deeds. The other source is the enemy of God, Satan. The Pharisees once accused Jesus of casting out demons by the power of Satan, the prince of demons, to which did the apostles attribute the healing of the lame man. All that Peter and John had to do was to say, by the power of the Lord God, the God of Israel, and they would have been saved. But what happens? What happens is what Jesus said would happen. And when they would be brought to trial, the Holy Spirit will do the talking. And so Peter is filled with the Holy Spirit and testifies to the name of Jesus, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this man is standing before you well. And that is what happened to the beggar. Peter had said to him, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Okay, that is exactly what Peter had testified to the crowd. Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or pity we have made him walk? And his Jesus name by faith is the name has made this man strong, who you see and know in faith that it is through Jesus has given the man the perfect health in the presence of you all. That's chapter 3, verse 12 and 16. See, but that's not all. Peter is not content with crediting healing to Jesus. The healing was a testimony to a far greater power, and there is salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Pastor Smith talked about some of this last week, the miracles of Jesus, and now the apostles were simply of the sort that makes people say, wow. See, there are signs that Jesus was from God, but also signs of great miracle that he had come to do, namely to bring the new life, flourishing life. As Dr. Potato likes to say, to be clear, the great miracle is our salvation. How are we, or who are dead in our sins, who are in bondage to our guilt, are we to have any hope of being saved? See, by the name of Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah. He is the anointed one, the Christ, who came to redeem his people. It is to this that the apostles have been commissioned to bear witness, which they are boldly doing on trial before the authorities. So the judgment on the name. Now, in verse 13, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. In verse 14, by seeing the man who was healed standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. In verse 15, but when they had commanded them to leave the council, they conferred with one another. In verse 16, saying, what shall we do with these men, for that a notable sign has been performed through them is evident to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. In verse 17, but in order that it may spread no further among the people, let us warn them to speak to more to anyone in this name. In verse 18, so they called them and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. In verse 19, but Peter and John answered them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. So in verse 20, for we cannot be but speak of what we have seen and heard. In verse 21, and when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people, for all were praising God for what happened. In verse 22, for the man on whom the sign of the healing was performed was more than 40 years old. Again, the religious authorities understand what it is at issue. Everything the apostles are doing rests on their upholding the name of Jesus. How they make sense of the apostles' boldness, and particularly the miracle, I don't know. But their worst fear has come true. Jesus is back in the public square. And so they desperately attempt to put him back in the grave by forbidding apostles to speak of his name again. So the name of Jesus appears more time when the apostles gather back with their friends for a prayer meeting. Are you going?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, we need coffee and creamer.
Okay. Okay, well, you got my card. Just use my card. Yeah, just use my card.
And put the tarp and everything?
Yeah. Okay. So when they were, in verse 23, when they were released, they went to their friends and reported with the chief priests and elders and said to them, okay, in verse 24, and when they heard it, they lifted their voice together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and earth and the sea and everything in them, verse 25, who through the mouth of the father David was your servant, said by the Holy Ghost. Why did the Gentiles rage and the people's plot in vain? In verse 26, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. In verse 27, for truly in the city they were gathered together against their holy servant, Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel. Verse 28, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. Verse 29, and now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness. Verse 30, while you stretch out your hand to heal and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Now in verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, continued to speak the word of God with boldness. You see, the apostles see the opposition they had just experienced by the religious rulers, as prophesied by Psalm 2. The rulers were against the Lord and against his anointed, the Messiah. They also see how Jesus is proven to be the Messiah because of the way that miracles are being accomplished through his name. There is power in the name of Jesus, and any further proof is needed, the building itself begins to shake. So Jesus is about the name. As tempting as it is attached to power to a name, a word, or a spell, it's not the name but the person, but with the name who possesses power. This is easy to understand. You see, one time I was walking along a street in San Antonio at dusk, and there was a teenager playing around on top of a residence wall. I ordered them to get down. What did they do? They jumped down immediately. Why? They certainly did not fear my physical strength. My voice was not that would strike fear. They jumped down because they heard the voice of their school principal. So they jumped down because of the authority. Okay, I bore with my little one of my teachers could have gotten the same result by telling them that she would report them to me. In other words, she could act in my name. She could use my authority to exercise power over them. This is what's going on with the apostles, using Jesus' name. As Peter first explained to the crowd that had witnessed the miracle, do you think it was by our power of pity that we made this man walk? He then teaches them about Jesus and his authority, and as we noted earlier, even the religious leaders understood this point. Under whose authority, by whose power were the apostles operating? Under the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is their badge of authority and power by which they act. This is what exercising the power of Jesus' name means. But Peter takes this further. When he appears before the religious authorities, as we saw, he contends that it's only under the name of Jesus that anyone can be saved from their sins. That was also the point when they asked by the crowd of Pentecost what they must do. They must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. They must put themselves under the protecting lordship of Jesus Christ. See, this is the real way to understand salvation. Since the turn of the last century, the phrase invite Jesus into your heart became popular. We tell folks that they need to have a personal relationship with Jesus. I'm not going to debate the use of such phrases, but we will see in Acts and all of the New Testament that the problem of people is not presented that they don't have a personal relationship with God or Jesus, but that their sins have placed them under condemnation. Amen? See, this is why they are called to repent. They need to get out of the condemnation. But how? By coming under the protection of Jesus. It is Jesus who saves us from the guilt of our sin. It is Jesus' work on the cross that has broken the power of Satan and death. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. He is our protector. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men, okay, by which we must be saved. This is why Peter keeps moving the conversation back to Jesus. It's neat to see how the Spirit come, okay, upon the apostles. But what matters is knowing that Jesus is the Messiah to whom we turn to for salvation. It is nice that the lame man is healed, but that was only for the purpose of demonstrating the power of Jesus to save. That is the work that only Jesus can do, not Buddha, not Krishna, not Muhammad, not any other name, not by any other work. Only Jesus possesses that kind of authority and power. Only Jesus has the power to save. Amen. So if you come to the point where you know that you are a sinner, if you are ready to repent of your sins and call upon the name of Jesus for your salvation, call upon him to be your Savior and your Lord, as Jesus promised. Everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life and will raise him up on the last day. That's John chapter 6, verse 40. To you who have called the name of Jesus for your salvation, remember that you continue to live under the power of his name. We are not saved and then left on our own to live up to the salvation. Sometimes we act that way. That is what happened to the Christians in Colossae. Somehow they had gotten it in their heads that they needed to do their part in earning God's favor. They needed to observe rituals and regulations to make themselves more holier, okay, closer to God. And so the Apostle Paul wrote to them, lifting their eyes of faith up to Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For him, by all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Amen? And he is the head of the body of the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that everything that he might preeminate is for him of all fullness of God. So was pleased to dwell through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace the blood of the cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless above reproach before him. of Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 22. So it is Jesus Christ, by Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, that we live and that we will reach the day of glory. We are loved by God the Father because we have adopted through his Son. And for no other reason, we are sure that we will reach glory because of the work of Jesus, and Jesus will not fail. The reason why the name of Jesus is so sweet to us is because the power that is in his name, the power to save us, the power to protect us, the power to bring us into glory. And that's the end of the sermon. So let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, open our hearts to see what is good in our lives. May the light in our hearts shine clearly so that we see, recognize, and live in accordance with what comes from eternity and belongs to our true nature, brought to us through Christ. Keep us from being blinded and deafened by experiences that will pass by. Help us to raise above them, even in suffering, and wait patiently for what is becoming new and perfect. So praise to your name that we can do say, the old has passed away, see everything has become new. And we pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So now, let me ask you, how many out there do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior? Are you tired of walking around not knowing what's up or down? Okay? Are you scratching your head because you're confused all the time, not knowing what to do? Okay, maybe you're unsuccessful. Okay, maybe you're suffering from depression, or maybe anxiety or another mental illness. Well, you see, God can take that away. But guess what? You got to ask him into your life. God is not going to do nothing for you unless you ask him into your life. So I ask you, are you ready to ask Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior? If so, please say a simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I'm so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior today. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at Heavenly Grace Ministries would like to welcome you into the family of God. And we would like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. So David, are you still there? Okay, well, we're going to play a song here. Okay, it's called Ghost by the Classic Crime. Here we go.
It will cost his life.
right.
Amen. So what'd you think of the service? What'd you think of the service?
Awesome, brother. Awesome, brother. I loved it.
Amen. Amen. What did you get out of it, David? What did it speak to you?
Jesus, man, his name is above all names, man, and if you believe in your heart, he can heal you, you know, just like the Apostle Paul and also Peter, when they went out and they healed like a lot of men and women, and Paul got stoned and he dusted his feet and God revived him. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, I'm trying to think. Let me get out of here. Okay. I keep getting messages from Facebook. Okay, people are listening to the sermon on the link, and they're giving me messages that they like it. Amen.
Yeah, it's nice. That's a good thing about all this like technology, man. You can reach people all over the world, man.
Oh yeah, I mean, right now we're reaching over 40 something countries. Okay, so
wow.
I mean, the Lord is working in a big way through social media.
Amen.
Okay,
Amen.
I couldn't do it any other way. So you know. That's great. We
you know
got
what?
People in Russia. Okay.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we got people listening
like,
to Australia, all over Africa.
Wow. You know, this is going to be probably one of the final platforms. You know, because if the Democrats get their way, this coming like November, I know they're going to censor a lot of the Christian, a lot of conservative views, and
especially in California, they want to do away with the Holy Bible.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, and I know your type of platform will probably be the last thing where people can get the gospel. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah.
You know,
so,
well, wherever somebody's going to preach, wherever it can be, you can always listen to it on the radio. You know, if that happens,
sure.
You know, if that happens,
yeah.
The Democrats get their way. Well, you know, they can't stop the power of radio, okay? And they can't stop people from listening to it, okay?
Well, they're going to try to get away. The fairness like doctrine. So the radio might, the SEC might just pull out all that stuff. But your type of radio from Blog Talk, where SEC doesn't really have no right, I believe
right.
Your type of platform will reach a lot more.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That's why I'm on here. Why I'm on here, because the FCC can't censor me. Okay?
Exactly.
You know, they can't tell me what I can say, I can't say. You know?
Exactly.
And, I mean, I would like to have a 24/7 radio, okay, where I can be able to play music 24/7, okay, put sermons in between it, okay, you know, things like that, but costs a lot more, and I don't have the funds for it. Okay,
yeah.
But you know, who knows? Who knows what the future will bring? Okay, maybe we'll get people to want to donate to this ministry, so that we can do that. you know?
Amen. I just came back from San Bernardino. I'm making my way back to Los Angeles. I got some friends over there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But on the way down, I'm gonna stop by Walmart to get some drinks, some like Gatorade, chips, some of that stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
We're
all right.
Like a barbecue, so yeah.
Oh, all right. That sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. So you sound like you got a good Sunday plan.
Yeah, man. Gonna come back home and I'll probably listen to some Tony Gaga and get some laughs.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to Tony Gaga tonight too. I'm dying to see what's gonna be coming up. I'm dying to see who's gonna impersonate me or Tony Farrar tonight. Okay.
Oh, I wanna see who's gonna impersonate me, Loco. Did you hear that guy last time? Did you hear that guy that impersonated me? He was saying that you and me were lovers.
Oh that was funny. Okay. Yeah.
That was hilarious. That was wrong.
I didn't even get mad
because it was funny.
I like how can we be lovers when you're in California and I'm in Texas? Long distance relationship,
Yeah, and he calls from 617 area code.
Yeah, that's East Boston. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the guy that does the Rico voice.
Oh yeah, the Suave Rico.
Yeah, he's the guy that does Rico voice. That tried to impersonate
me.
That's
hilarious. Oh well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna play some more music here, and sit back and listen. I hope you like it.
If I go into Walmart, I might listen to you, or I don't know if it's gonna work in there, but hey, man, I love your preaching. The songs are awesome. I mean, I like the songs that you actually play. Wow, those are good.
Thanks.
And I feel that, yeah, and it actually suits my spirit. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're saved, your spirit wants to hear the gospel. Your spirit wants to hear God. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's good.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Wow. I'm going to play a song that's called Give It All Away by Sidewalk Prophets. Here we go.
Never mind, I've catch your love like there was none to spare. I've heard the call and seen the need, but I've been lost in apathy. When did I get too comfortable to care? The world is crying out, so hungry for a change. Lord, let unfair. So here is my life, it's all for the one who gave it all in the name of love. Now this hope you give to me, I've got to share. The world is crying out, so hungry for a change.
I really like when you say amen, but, you know, like, I understand that we had a little bit of disagreements going on throughout our time, a little few trial and tribulations, but hopefully we'll be able to get through it. Hopefully we'll be able to deal with these allegations against you and Madeline, but I think she understands that you are not that evil person anymore.
No, I've never been. I've really never been evil. Okay, I guess you can see, I'm trying to forgive Kenneth Hopper again of his transgressions, and he still wants to continue. So I don't really know if he keeps on continuing with the same old attitude and same old stuff. I mean, you can only forgive somebody so many times, okay? It has to take a turn where, you can forgive them, but you don't have to listen to them, and you don't have to, be part of what he has to say, I mean, if you're supposed to be a man of God, then you need to act like a man of God. Like, I just saw a YouTube video where he's vaping in a YouTube video, and he thinks it's all right to vape while preaching. I don't see where that comes hand in hand. I mean, your video
just
is
such
only
a phallic symbol. I think we shouldn't allow those phallic symbols, because you know what it means when he sticks that in his mouth. It's like when you stick that cigar in your mouth 10 times a day. We know what you're trying to do. I appreciate you don't do that when you're on the videos. I know you smoke tons of cigars because you just want something else in your mouth. But that's fine. You do what you got to do. But as long as you don't do that while you're on video, I'm completely fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, come on, think about it. His videos is only 15, 30 minutes long. I mean, you can refrain from doing that, okay, for that little time, now I can see if you're going to have a 2-hour program, okay, and you're on video, but you should walk out of the video. And not people see you vaping. I mean, people can still hear you talk, but you should walk out of the video and vape, okay, or smoke, or do what you want to do, but be out from in the limelight, I mean, you can step away and just say, excuse me for a minute, okay, and take a couple puffs of vape, okay, and you're good, and come back and sit down and continue.
You don't have to be that weird,
We got another caller from 317. Let me bring them on and see what they have to say. Hello, 317. Who do I got?
Hello, this is Johnny Longfeather from Seymour, what? Indiana.
Home
of John Mellencamp.
Oh, right, Johnny.
So we're discussing phallic symbols in videos. Is that what I hear?
Well, that was mentioned. Okay.
We're not talking about getting dick down on the show, Tom.
No.
We were talking about Pastor Kent, where he did a YouTube video and he's vaping. Okay.
He's
only got 30 minutes
sucking on a like a cigarette thing now.
Why do that on and try to preach? I mean, you're not sending out a good message.
I
don't get why people do that. I also don't get why people try to rape chickens and preach too. But it's everyone floats their boat somehow.
Amen. It takes all kinds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Amen.
Maybe Kent is so addicted now to his vape that he can't stop. In the midst of preaching about our Lord and Savior, he's just got to reach over and suck on that cylinder.
My question is, how can he afford a vape? You know, like, they cost, like, it wasn't a vape pen, right? It was an actual vape. It wasn't like a blue cigarette. It was like a vape, right?
Yeah. It was like an actual vaping. I don't know how he can afford that, you know?
It's a curious use of his money, if you ask me.
They're not cheap.
I don't disagree.
Dude, I think he's stealing your donations again. He could be. I have no proof to back up this claim, but that's where he could be getting some money.
Well, he could be getting money by doing the Tony Gaga stuff too. You know.
Oh yeah, because you got out of that early, right? Like you were telling people.
I never did that. Okay.
Why not? Because I wouldn't do something
like that to somebody. I wouldn't try to sell something that's illegal without permission from someone allowing you to do that. You know, and Pastor Kent, at the beginning, was saying that it was me doing it, but it was him really doing it. And, you know, he's admitted to doing that, okay, selling all these crazy items, okay, Tony Park dolls and blow up dolls.
Tent hut.
You know, so.
The tent hut. Don't forget that.
And, oh yeah, and the masturbation tent. I don't see, it's ungodly. I don't see what is the purpose of that. I mean, if you want
to, tent.
You want to masturbate.
It's a privacy thing.
Privacy in your own home. Don't be walking around with a tent, you know?
It's for privacy. He just wants to stay private.
All right. I still don't see no purpose, you know? Okay?
With what? I know that Ken is on, I think he may be on Discord. I do not know for sure. Hasn't he been talking to you in the voice chat right now, or what?
Yes.
You talking about Pastor Kent?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah, he has talked with me. It's like I posted the show, okay, and he said don't post spam, okay, and then Johnny Longfeather said to him, okay, don't mess with Kenneth, okay.
Which Johnny's a good friend, bro.
Amen.
That was great. Thank you.
Well, at least he didn't say you raped chickens or something, you know? Like, he's not going too hard, at least. You didn't rape any chickens, so I got your back on that. I know you didn't rape those chickens. They were consenting, so I didn't know. I know you
consenting. Consensual.
No, they weren't consenting chickens. I didn't.
They weren't consenting? Then where's mine? Why did you say you didn't rape chickens if they weren't consenting?
I didn't do anything with chickens. Okay? That was a made-up.
Why didn't you just say you didn't do that? Why didn't you say that?
I did not do that.
I didn't think you raped the chickens, and then you said, well, they were consenting. So that's why
the chicken was asking for it, he said.
Yeah. Like the 12-year-old, right? With Kent.
Pastor Kent admitted that on the air that he diddled his stepson. Okay?
That might be a rumor.
No, he said it.
Be careful about that. Are you sure it was him?
That's pretty substantial. Yeah, that's pretty hard.
Are you sure it was him?
Yeah, it was him.
What if it was
I mean, I'm not the only one who heard it. Don Cornelius heard it. Okay, Spencer Rice heard it. Okay.
Don Cornelius has been dead for many years, though. He was on a 1970s black gentleman. He died.
Yeah, but this is supposed to be Don Cornelius II.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, not the original. Okay.
That's different.
Yeah, I mean, he heard him say that, and it was Kent's voice. It wasn't somebody else's. It was his, you know.
But you need to be careful because Kent's voice is easily copyable. Other people could simulate him.
I do not know. I just know that Kent lives in Canada, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. There's no laws up there, I don't think.
Well, they're all a bunch of pansexuals, so they bang a bunch of cows. Right?
I don't know what they bang. Okay, I don't want to get into that. Okay.
Well, I thought you bang. You know, you don't bang the cows. I know you don't bang the cows. Okay. I know you save yourself for the like. Apparently, in the past, someone said you got with a sheep. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if it was consensual or not. I don't want to get into it, dude. You do.
That's not true.
I don't even want to know. You know, like, if you did it, that's fine, bro. I'm not going to judge you.
No, I didn't.
He says he didn't, so.
I didn't. I didn't mess with any animal. So, period. Okay?
Not even a duck or a goose, chicken.
No, that's
pretty hard, man.
Carp.
No, geese or gay chicken.
Grouper.
Cows, sheep.
Mackerel.
No, nothing.
Sure?
No animal.
Haddock?
Anyway, this is a Sunday program. This is a Sunday gay church program.
Yeah,
so let's stay on that, okay?
Amen. Happy
Amen.
Sunday.
Amen.
Yeah,
oh,
happy Sunday. Well,
Sunday a happy day?
Huh?
I said happy Sunday. Is that offensive or... Should Sunday be a day without happiness?
No,
I think we should say happy.
A Sunday should be a
day
of joy. Okay, a joy from the Lord. Okay? You know, okay, the joy of unity and worship and fellowship with others, okay, is a good thing. Okay, it should be happy on Sunday. It should be happy
should
all the time.
Should it be a day that I go out and mow the lawn or do some light yard maintenance?
Well, if you want to, you can do so.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Like, maybe
you
could tend to the flock. Maybe, I don't know if, Ken, this is the day you usually tend to the flock, right? Like, you give your sheep the special attention it deserves.
I try to teach you a message. Give a good praise and worship and service and do an altar call to, but you know, I try to do that every day that I'm on the air. Okay?
I know you try to give that special sheep the
special treatment to
deserves,
sheep,
you know,
yeah.
Special sheep treatment it deserves, you know, where I don't necessarily agree with it, but you know, like I understand.
All sheep is congregation. Animal sheep. Okay.
So that they're not talking about the sheep. That's why I assumed you banged those sheep because it was talking about animals when it said that you were tending to your sheep.
Whoa.
No, we're talking about, okay, I am the shepherd and you are the sheep. Okay?
It's a metaphor.
That's what we're talking about, like, where, DeVry didn't teach me that at all. My professors at DeVry, when I was going through the Old Testament, Ken, they were talking about, well, you know, like these shepherds were banging their sheep, basically.
That's more of a Jewish thing.
Is that true, Ken?
No.
Are you sure? That never happened.
No, it never happened.
That never happened.
And,
maybe once.
In the 1800s, it happened. Good. You know, and it might have happened in some other...
San Antonio. It might have happened in San Antonio, Texas, yeah. I think it happened in San Antonio, Texas. That's what I read some reason.
The Bible doesn't preach it, okay?
Well, Ken said it was all right, remember? Did Jess go after that?
Yeah, I remember he said it was okay to marry his sister. Okay. Okay,
he
but,
says
you know,
every man has needs, and sometimes a man has to satisfy his needs by any means necessary.
That's ungodly.
Even,
that's ungodly.
Amen.
Amen. That's not a godly statement. Okay?
Amen.
This is... I don't know. Kenneth, how did Matt... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What's your problem?
Kenneth.
What?
Kenneth, are you in the chat room right now?
Yeah, I see it. I know. It's fake. Okay, it's a Photoshop picture.
Sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive it's a Photoshop picture. I don't have an afro, and it's the same expression on my face on every other one that's been posted. So don't even get started on it, okay? That's not cool. That's not cool either.
What's going on?
Okay, so... None of this is true, okay? Okay,
Why don't you kick her out? Why don't you kick Madeline out?
I'm thinking about doing that, okay? Okay? Goodbye.
Because she's just, I don't know, she's a little bit wild, you know? That's the thing. Madeline.
She can come back in. I mean, after I kick her out, you know. I mean, just the same thing happens with Pastor Kent. Okay, the same thing happens there as well.
I definitely see that.
She's one sick individual. Okay.
How'd she get that sick, man? Did Kent teach her that, or what?
I really do not know. I cannot say. I don't even know if that's the real Madeline Milk in the chat room, okay? It could be somebody else impersonating her, okay? Who knows, okay?
I don't know how somebody could be that perverted, though, in an impersonation, Ken. Like, you know, I'm pretty sick, but I'm not that sick. You know, I admit I'm, like, a pretty sick person, but I am nowhere near her level.
She's back again after I kicked it. Okay.
What'd you say this time?
I'm not going to repeat this on the air. Okay.
Well, I can't see it, Ken. I can't see what she's saying.
Well, you
what's it related to?
You can see it later.
What's it related to?
About
is it related
rape.
To food?
No.
No. Oh. Is it rape to you or rape to her?
Both.
Oh, so she wants to rape you and she wants you to rape her?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that is pretty bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah. Okay.
It sounds like something that you may be into, so I don't know.
I'm not into that, okay? I'm not into
Are you only into getting raped, not doing the raping, or what? Or is it the vice
versa?
Are you only
fine
with doing the rape and not getting raped?
No, I don't do anything, okay? I don't have sex, period, okay? I gave that up, okay, many years ago, okay? Okay, I don't have sex. Okay, so.
Is that true or is that just an Obama conspiracy?
Huh?
Is that true or is that just an Obama conspiracy?
I don't know what it is, but I got to tell you, I don't, there we go, we brought Johnny back on, okay?
Johnny,
I had to hang up, I had an emergency.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, listen, guys, it's coming to that time in the program where, you know, we've got to try to... get donations, okay, to help people, okay, the homeless. We've got plenty of homeless people in Texas. We need your help. We need you to do.
They would just get jobs. It'd be easier.
Well, you know, sometimes it's not that easy to get. To get a job when you're homeless, you don't have an address to put on your, on your application, okay. You don't have a phone number, or maybe you might have a phone, but you don't have an address. So, you can't leave that blank. They need that for their information.
Just draw a picture.
No. It's hard for the homeless to get work. It really is.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, I've been homeless before. It's actually pretty nice, you know, like you get a nice bed. You know, I actually like being homeless more than I like being on a trust fund, you know. Yeah, I'd rather be homeless than get $20,000 a month. But it's not like you can just go up and give up this life, you know.
Really? Homeless people don't have trust funds.
I'll tell you what you do, Joshua. If that's the case, donate your $20,000 a month to the ministry again and go and be homeless.
Well, I wouldn't want you to use that money.
Buy cigars.
He'd use the money on porn, alcohol, everything else.
No,
you know, I would. But
I wouldn't use that money on none of that. I don't do that. I don't do porn.
Cigars?
I might have been at Packers here and there, but hey, that's you know, only a dollar kind of pack. Okay?
Kid Score. That's another site you could have a subscription
to.
You're building that out, right?
I wouldn't go to that site either.
Amen. I don't have a lot of experience with the homeless, so some of my beliefs about the homeless are a little misinformed. Like I said, they should just get a job. Apparently, that's not an option.
Can be prostitutes. No, they can be prostitutes. I've done that before. You can make good money.
You don't need an address for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Kim's the one who told me how to do that. You know, like, you said it's fine to just do that.
No, I never said that. Stop, Joshua. Okay? Stop. Okay? I never said you could go out and be a prostitute. Okay? Never said that.
Then what'd you say?
Huh?
Then what'd you say if you told me not to be a prostitute?
I told you it's not good to do things like that.
Well.
Okay? So. Anyway.
Whoa, Madeline Minton. Whoa. Madeline Minton's posting messages now.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Whoa.
I,
there's a picture of you and a goldfish.
Yeah, I know. How are you going to have a goldfish? Okay, that's ridiculous.
That's too small.
Okay?
It's not even believable.
Hey, Johnny, I'm going to send you a message to read this real quick. To read this.
Okay, thanks for sending me the private message.
Yeah, just to make sure that Ken, I know he doesn't like these messages. He doesn't like to be in the loop, so I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, yeah, well, thanks. Okay, thanks. Talking about me.
You're welcome. No, Ken, I know I know that you struggle sometimes with, it's something that is, it has a picture of a donkey in it, and I didn't want to get you too hot and bothered on the air.
No, trust me, that would not work. That would not happen. Okay.
Why? You can't get it up anymore? Is that why?
Well, purgatory.
It's a godly program, man. Okay? Okay?
I know. Ken, I'm trying to get healthier. I am.
Okay. Well, now listen.
Ken's
mother
needs help.
I know. No, Ken, you heal, but what papers?
I thought Ken's mother's dead. I thought she's dead.
No, I think the dad is dead.
Well, he said,
Ken, did you say you would rape Kent's mom's dead body?
Whoa. No, I never said that. Stop.
That's
stop.
Disgusting.
What didn't you say?
I never said anything like that. Okay?
No. You didn't say anything like what?
Okay, you're on mute. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, sorry. This is a godly program. We're not going to have that nonsense. Okay?
Amen. Finally.
But listen, if you want to help the homeless, we also have a mission. We're trying to get Bibles to people that need them all over the world. Okay? You can donate a sum of $47.81 for that, and that buys a case of Bibles. Okay? If we get 30 people to donate that sum, okay, we will have 960 Bibles to hand out to people that need them. Okay, our homeless drive is we're trying to raise money for clothing, food, toiletries, medical, psychiatric help, and they, and even education to help them get reeducated. Okay? But we can't do that without your contributions. So we have four pages you can go to. You can go to Jesus, the Music on My Soul, Fishers of Men Ministry. You can go to HGM Gospel Radio, HGM
Ken Hopper YouTube.
No, not Ken Hopper YouTube. No, don't go to Ken Hopper YouTube. Okay.
Open Arms Ministries.
No. We're just gonna stick with HGM.
Abbott's House.
No, Abbott's House. That's Pastor Ken's ministry. Okay,
well,
this is
he needs
my
prayers because his mother is dying. Probably also needs donations because he's very indigent and poor.
Well, I will pray for his mother. Okay. But like I said, 4781. Yeah, please donate here. Okay, you'll find a pinned post in those pages down at the bottom. Okay, it'll say Heavenly Grace Ministries. Okay, it's a PayPal link. All you have to do is click on it. Okay, and it'll tell you to put in the sum, and it'll tell you to put in your email address, your email password. But don't be alarmed by that
password.
Yeah, they're not going to do anything with your password. That's a way of verifying that it is you using the card. Okay.
That's identity theft.
You're not going to give your password out to somebody else. Okay.
Social Security number?
No, they don't ask for a Social Security number. They just ask for your email address and password. And then
debit card PIN number.
Then you put in your debit card information or credit card information. And then you hit send. It's that simple. It takes about a minute of your time. So please go to one of those pages, Jesus, the Music of My Soul, Fishers of Men Ministry, presents, okay, Purpose Gospel Radio, okay, and donate today. So I want to say thank you to everybody that's been listening to the program. May God bless you. You have the rest of your weekend be great. Go out and barbecue, do things, have fun because it's Labor Day weekend. Have a great Labor Day. Be safe. Don't drink and drive.
Drink in your house.
Yeah, if you want to drink in your house. Don't drink and drive. Okay.
Like Pastor Ken. Drink at home. like Pastor Ken.
No, I don't drink at home. Period. Okay. I don't drink. Okay, I don't drink alcohol.
Okay.
So, anyway, we're going to say goodbye. God bless.
Shalom.
And have a great day. Shalom.
Peace and hair grease.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.